by the ivy which climbed untidily over the mellow brick to the topmost windows. It was what the letter had said, the only house with ivy. And this could be where I would work for the first time as a veterinary surgeon. Now that I was here, right on the doorstep, I felt breathless, as though I'd been running. If I got the job, this was where I would find out about myself. There were many things to prove. I rang the doorbell, and instantly the afternoon peace was shattered by a distant baying like a wolf pack in full cry. The upper half of the door was glass, and as I peered through, a river of dogs poured round the corner of a long passage and dashed itself with frenzied yells against the door. If I hadn't been used to animals, I would have turned away and run for my life. As it was, I stepped back warily and watched the dogs as they appeared, sometimes two at a time, at the top of their leap, eyes glaring, jaws slavering. After a minute or two of this, I was able to sort them out, and I realized that my first rough count of about 14 was exaggerated. There were, in fact, 5. A huge fawn greyhound, who appeared most often as he hadn't so far to jump as the others, a cocker spaniel, a Scotty, a whippet, and a tiny, short-legged hunt terrier. This terrier was seldom seen since the glass was rather high for him, but when he did make it, he managed to get an even more frantic note into his bark before he disappeared.